Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Okay, it is time now for our Sustainable Singapore segment. And we all know that in order to tackle climate change effectively, a collective effort is the only way forward. That means you got to get governments, organizations, individuals, you and I, everyone needs to play a part.
Yeah, this year the government unveiled the Singapore Green Plan 2030, and it outlines our green targets for the next 10 years. And meanwhile, ongoing movements such as the UN's World Water Day, the World Wildlife Fund's Earth Hour, they've all been highlighting international organizations' awareness efforts too.
Yeah, and on the individual front, a new study by Essentia and WWF Singapore has found that 80% of consumers in Singapore prioritize environmental concerns, things like climate change, carbon emissions, and single-use plastics.
But here's the catch. It also revealed that consumers have trust issues with many businesses. It's compounded by the difficulty in verifying green claims that are made by them.
30% said that competing claims have confused consumers, while 23% of Singapore consumers polled claimed that they do not trust businesses' sustainability claims at all.
So,
yikes.
It's quite something. How can the gap between what consumers expect and what services businesses and the government in Singapore are actually able to offer be closed?
Let's find out more from R. Raghunathan, who is the CEO of WWF Singapore. Raghu, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time. It looks like we're going to have a conversation about trust issues. But to start off, let's get some background on the survey. I mean, what kind of demographics were we looking at? How many people were polled?
Our study is titled Sustainability in Singapore. It was just released recently. Mm-hmm. We started work with Accenture a few months back, October of last year. We first performed an online survey to study the mindset of more than 500 Singapore consumers. So this involved a broad spectrum of the Singapore consumer.
Okay.
Then we also carried out a social media listening exercise. And then we complemented this by interviewing 23 businesses across different industries, just to get a business perspective. So overall, the results highlight that there is an unmet demand for sustainable options in Singapore. And therefore, there is a need for collective and integrated action across people, businesses, and government, which you alluded to just now.
Yeah, so 80% of consumers in this survey, which sounds like a pretty comprehensive one, saying that they care about the environment, a third saying they make most purchasing decisions based on product sustainability and environmental impact. You know, I guess that's quite encouraging, isn't it?
Indeed, it is encouraging. I guess what we see, you know, the results of this survey are probably because of the impact that COVID has caused. You know, COVID has impacted individuals and businesses significantly last year. And we all know that COVID is a zoonotic disease, and it has jumped from animals to humans. And all of this happens because there is much more closer interaction between humans and wild animals, which primarily occurs when human beings destroy natural habitat. So COVID really has increased the awareness amongst individuals and businesses about caring for nature and for sustainability.
I guess the conversation's come up at the right time because COVID has caused a lot of individuals to get themselves educated by reading up more, seeing the effects. But at the same time, Raku, there is a third of customers or consumers that feel competing sustainability claims stir confusion. And so as a result of that, okay, I don't want any part of this. I just don't trust the brand. I mean, what are the factors at play here?
I guess it is a complex issue. There is more than one factor at play. It is natural for companies to put their eco credentials in front and center because they want to market the products and get as many consumers to buy their products as possible.
Okay.
The challenge happens when there are non-standard and varying claims on sustainability that are put out. This truly causes confusion amongst the consumers, and it makes it difficult for the consumer to determine which one is better than the other. And therefore, there is an issue of trust.
Yeah, I'm completely and utterly understanding of this and on board with this because according to the survey, there's this gap, right, that's been highlighted between consumer demand and then business priorities. And I think you were just alluding to it then. Let's focus on some of the consumer needs which are currently not being met. What are they? One of the things that I certainly look at is I would love to buy more sustainable products which are genuine, where the label says, look, there are so many ways we can prove that this is a sustainable product. But the price points are often so, you know, they are not in the reach of a lot of people.
The survey really did explore this factor, and what we found was that price is not everything that consumers look for. I can actually break down the issues that the consumer cares about in five areas.
Okay.
First one is awareness. The key question to ask here is, what impact do my actions have? How have my actions contributed to Singapore's sustainability vision? This is what the consumer is asking. Therefore, they want to know what are the sustainable options available out there for the products that they buy on a daily basis. This is one. Number two, the issue of trust and transparency we just spoke about. There are so many different competing claims on sustainability that it becomes difficult for the consumer to determine which one is more sustainable than the other. The third one is value proposition. And here is where the price issue actually comes about. Price is one of the factors, but consumers are also looking for end-to-end value when they buy products. So, for example, are there sustainable alternatives that last longer? Is there options that consume less resources like rechargeable batteries? Is it possible to return some of the products that they buy, right, after they've used it? So that's the next point around post-use life. Consumers want to know how to recycle better. Is there opportunities for recycling? Example, can we have recycled vending machines, right? This is something that they care about. And finally, it's all about stewardship. Mm-hmm. People also want to participate in community actions to champion sustainability. And I guess in Singapore, there are lots of opportunities for consumers to participate. With the government announcing the Singapore Green Plan and also the recent 1 million trees movement that is being championed by NParks, there is a lot of opportunities for consumers to get involved in, say, tree planting activities or weeding, which are very important for sustainability from a Singapore standpoint.
So, Raghu, can I ask you then on that note, because that's really encouraging what you're telling us. But, you know, the truth of my experience has been, you know, the auntie and the uncle, when I'm doing my grocery shopping, is still constantly asking me if I want a plastic bag. You know, these are just simple sort of mindset things that I notice. Are you basically telling us that things are getting a lot better on that front? And do you think that the launch of the Singapore Green Plan has really changed people's viewpoints on this? Is it getting into the psyche now?
The launch of the Singapore Green Plan is a big step forward for Singapore's sustainability ambition. It sets out the targets that Singapore needs to achieve by 2030. This is going to be big because what it will involve is concerted action on the part of government, the consumers, as well as businesses to try and get to those goals. And they're very nice and ambitious goals. And it is important that we work together with the government and other stakeholders to make sure that we get there. So what we have seen in terms of consumer mindset is just the beginning. The journey is long. We will see more and more individuals and bodies and organizations highlighting the importance for us to act sustainably, act responsibly, and therefore, collectively, we can work towards achieving those goals.
Yeah, a business really has to look at a holistic picture when it comes to sustainability, because I suppose the end game is you got to make sure your plan has long-term progress. Am I right to say that?
That is absolutely right. Businesses have to realize, unless they, if they have not already done so, that sustainability is going to be at the core of their operations going forward. As, you know, the days when businesses used to exploit natural resources, produce their goods cheaply, and then sell as much as possible to consumers, I think those days are probably coming to an end.
Yeah, different mindset altogether.
It's completely different mindset. So businesses need to look at their supply chain, look at every item that they consume, figure out whether there are sustainable alternatives, and then actively work towards substituting those alternatives which are not so sustainable.
Yeah.
So it is going to be a journey, and it is going to be a lot of hard work. It is not going to be easy. Painful decisions will have to be made. But this is important if we need to leave behind the natural world that can be enjoyed by our future generations.
Yeah, absolutely.
The issue is very, very serious.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. We're all on board. We're all on board. I just need to get everyone else on board too. And, you know, and the technology is enabling this as well. You know, we're going to have systems where we can see at any one point in time what's happening and what our impact is at a glance. But let's talk about WWF Singapore's efforts. Earth Hour, all of your initiatives, you've launched the Singapore Kosong Plan. Tell us a bit more about all of this.
So in connection with Earth Hour this year, we launched the Singapore Kosong Plan. This is a initiative that involves consumers and businesses to make commitments on sustainability. And these are simple commitments that they can make that will help them progress towards more sustainable actions that will contribute to sustainability for Singapore as a whole. So these could be simple everyday actions like procuring responsibly, for example, looking at the items that they purchase, for example, if they are buying oil, checking to see whether the oil has been produced from sustainable sources, traveling more sustainably. Instead of taking taxis or driving to work, you could choose to take public transport, choosing sustainable sources of energy to power your home. Right now, we have sustainable options that are available, and consumers can choose to switch to renewable energy sources when they select the electricity provider. Restoring nature, and there are lots of community events organized by NParks, participating in community tree planting and weeding exercises as part of the 1 million trees movement is also a sustainability action that people can easily adopt. And finally, eating sustainably, moving to more planet-based diets that are more friendly towards the environment. These are various options that individuals can easily take. This will require some element of sacrifice, but it's not so difficult to undertake. And collectively, when everyone does it, we can see everyone move towards a more sustainable future.
If you want to find out more, you can head over to earthhour.sg. Go Kosong for net zero emissions by 2050. Brew your plan now. The term Kosong, of course, means zero in Malay. But I got to say, there's no such thing as Kosong when I drink my kopi. Gotta have condensed milk in there. R. Raghunathan, CEO of WWF Singapore. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.